The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Niamh O'Reilly, the freelance journalist and Elaine Burke, presenter of the O for Tech Sake. I say O for Tech Sake all the time.
I love that you say it.
I know, I know, I know, every time.
I think it's better, actually.
Yeah, okay. O for Tech Sake, the podcast, are both with me picking winners and sinners from the week gone by. Niamh, who's your winner of the week?
My winner of the week is our parents and getting away with your parents.
All parents or our parents? I thought I was going to be included.
I'm talking about your parents and my parents your parents, Lane. The idea of getting away with your folks or your in-laws for like a little multi-generational break, because time is short and like it's something that I have put off for ages, and not for any nefarious reasons, not that we don't get along or there's anything like that going on. I just kept thinking I'll do it when my kids are out of like the baby and toddler stage and stuff. And then like I just kept putting it on the long finger, and like before I knew it, like my kids are now 5 and 8, my parents are in sort of their early 70s, and I'm like, what am I waiting for? So time is short, and I think, you know, what you've been doing this week with Make-A-Wish has really shown it's quality time that you have with people that really, really does matter. So went away with my folks and my kids. Nowhere like special, just in Ireland, you know, a staycation a couple of nights away. But it was just so nice. Just to have the kids spending that time with my parents was lovely. Like they went swimming in a swimming pool, something I haven't seen my parents do in yonks, like probably since I was a kid. Yeah. Now my poor parents were exhausted by the 2 days. Like the two of them literally hobbled out of the hotel. Like we'd crocked them completely, but they loved it. We loved it. Like the memories, lads. And it wasn't even like we did anything amazing or, you know, anything special. Because you can plan big things or you can save these trips for like roundy birthdays or special occasions. But I really think just go and do it. Like,
you're incredible, really. The lengths you've gone to cover up the fact that you brought babysitters on your holiday with you. How will we get them to come? I'll write a column for the paper and I'll talk about, what do they call it? You probably asked ChatGPT.
You
come up with a name for bringing my parents on holidays. And then I'll really double down. I'll bring it up on the radio too.
I have a good tip for anyone who wants another excuse to convince their parents to do their child minding, because there is scientific evidence that intergenerational relationships.
That. There's next week's
content. Taking a long, notes here. Healthy, happy life. Yes. So there's like a Tilda study. It's like a longitudinal aging study out of Trinity College, and they're looking over a long period of time to find out what are the factors that impact like a long, healthy, happy life. And one of the factors that's actually quite low here in Ireland. We don't have a lot of intergenerational relationship cultivating going on here compared to other territories. So if you say that to your parents, it's like, it'd be really good for my children and everyone's long and healthy, happy life to have intergenerational relationships.
I hope grandparents of theirs out there can see through all this.
There's statistics to say grandparents live longer, actually, because they have more of a purpose and stuff like that,
but,
you know. So
Niamh,
it's win-win.
Is it a quality life when all they're doing are babysitting your kids?
It is so quality spending time with their grandchildren, excuse me. No, it was. It was a win-win for all of us, but like, it was lovely. It was really, really nice just to see my parents do things that maybe they wouldn't normally do now they're, you know, in their early 70s and stuff like that. It was just nice, and I would highly recommend people do it. Don't wait, because I think we tend to wait for a big birthday or like a special occasion, and then it goes beyond just your parents. It's like the in-laws and the brothers and sisters and the cousins, and it sprawls and it gets huge and it gets complicated, and you have to balance toddler naps and, you know, older people's mobility and who gets on with who. I would say forget that.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. And it doesn't have to be expensive. You don't have to plan anything major. In fact, the stuff we enjoyed the most were the things that we didn't plan. Like my dad and my two boys went off and gave me a break. Kieran, there you go. And I got to go to the spa, so that was very nice. But they went off for like a walk around kind of the grounds of the hotel, and like my dad suggested they take a shortcut through a rather muddy field, and they came back destroyed.
So it was loved
funny.
Loved it.
Oh my God, covered in mud, but loved it. And he loved it too, you know. So it's in the little moments, I think, and it's just a lovely thing to do.
Right.
I highly recommend it.
Free babysitters are the winners of the week. I think before we get to Elaine's winner of the week, we said we'd set a target for fundraising for Make-A-Wish of 140 grand by the end of the show, and we're at 143. already. And we've got 20 odd minutes left before we hand things over to the lads on Off the Ball. So we'll get to 145. I mean, the target, I think, for the day to wrap things up at the end of this show is 120. So if we can get to 145, we're doing great. And I say we, it's all of you at home. So make a wish. .ie/donate and I promise then that'll be the end of it. I'll stop pestering you, but if you can just spare a few euro between now and 7 o'clock, and that website makeawish.ie/donate will get to 145, I'm sure of it. Elaine, who's your winner of the week?
Yeah, I mean, actually it kind of attaches well to what you were just saying, because obviously the real winners are all the donors that you guys are getting, and there's also now a way that people can donate for free. It'll actually cost them no money, because it's the goods that they can donate to a charity shop, they can now do via OnPost, which is really handy. So I think OnPost are the winners for this partnership.
So explain this.
Yeah, so this is a partnership called Postback with Oxfam. And you basically go onto the OnPost Postback webpage, you order a package, and it's a big package, and it's like the packaging is all prepaid and it has instructions on it. It can hold up to 10 kilograms of goods. So the kind of things that you would put in a charity shop, clothes, accessories, books, homewares, things like that. You can package that all in there and you scan a QR code and arrange a collection. You don't have to find a charity shop to drop the donation off at. If the charity shop is overwhelmed with donations, this actually might make it easier for them to manage and sort through many donations. And you don't even have to go to a post office to drop it off. It will be collected by a post personnel for you. And it's all free and it's so easy to do.
I know, sorry, it's more than just him, but David McRedmond at OnPost has been brilliant, I think,
it's
for that
unreal.
Organization. And he would say the leadership team around him.
That's the thing. I think they were kind of on this journey before David McRedmond came along, but it does seem to be that very, very smart decisions are being made there.
Yeah.
And it's like covertly becoming like a brand for the girlos in this like way that it's really addressing customer needs in a new version of online consumerism, where people are shifting towards sustainability and they're enabling that. So with the donations as well, they've also got services and loads of advice for people when it comes to, say, selling your stuff online. So if you're using Depop or Vinted, they've partnered with people who speak very well to that audience. So like Fionnuala Jones is kind of a spokesperson of what they've been doing here. And like her audience would be young women who are interested in shopping this kind of sustainable way and also selling things online. And it's just genius. Like OnPost is really killing it right now, I have to say.
All right. Actually, David McRedmond is with Bobby on Life and Leadership this week. And the podcast available to listen to now. There was an unscheduled plug. They'll be delighted with me talking about senior leadership teams here in News Talk. There better be a pay rise for that. So, Niamh, who's your sinner of the week?
Oh, okay. This is people who blow their horn at L drivers on the road. I feel like it's the lowest of the low. I don't know what it is about people when we get behind the wheel of a car, but it will change even the most, I think, mild-mannered people into just absolute gits.
I remember a friend of mine blowing a horn at a red light.
Yeah,
remember we were sitting on the Selorgan Dáil carriageway, and he stopped and he blew the horn at the red light. He was so frustrated at stopping.
It's just unreal. Like
Gavin, if you're listening.
Crazy stuff like that. It turns like normally mild-mannered, regular people, they just see red over the smallest of things. But I just think blowing the horn at a learner driver is a new low. Like this poor fella, he was a young guy getting his driving lesson. He cut out on a hill on a dual carriageway. Very common. And it can happen to anybody. And he cut out a number of times. And the guy behind him just lost the head completely. And he didn't just like tap the horn. He leant on it for probably what felt like a good 30 seconds. And the poor lad who's getting his lesson, you could see him getting more visibly frustrated.
We've all been that person.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
And you just think, oh God, it's getting worse. It's getting worse. And the guy behind him just had enough, zoomed past him. And I just really felt for this poor young guy who was trying to learn.
Yeah.
We all had to learn. None of us come out of the womb knowing how to drive a car. And I just think, I understand driving can be frustrating. There's a lot of traffic. There's a lot of people doing silly things out there. But like learners, leave them alone.
I'm sure that guy was in such a rush to get to the next traffic light.
And blow the horn at it.
How dare you go red?
Yeah.
I get a great pleasure out of when people, even on say the N7 or the M9, and they fly past me, and then you get kind of close to the red car,
and
you see them. They're like three cars in front of you.
Yeah, much good may do them.
Was it really worth it?
No, it doesn't get them anywhere. It just wastes their fuel. But like I have to say, like I know I'm giving out about people going a bit mad in cars. I have to say myself, in the past, I have not been immune to getting a little bit hot under the collar myself, and I have, you know, had a little bit of middle finger giving road rage in my time.
To learner drivers.
No!
Never, ever
to a learner driver. But, you know, people do in other things. So I get it. Like, driving can be frustrating. And I don't know whether it's an Irish thing or we just... Is there something about the way we drive? I don't know. If you look on the M50... People don't seem to know how to use the lanes properly and which lanes to get into and stuff
well,
like
we
that.
Definitely
so it
have
is
a problem
frustrating.
With that.
Yeah.
But I don't think we suffer more road rage than anyone. I mean, when you go to a big city in the States or in Europe, I mean, there's plenty of people leaning on the horn.
Yeah, but you can understand that. Like, I mean, there's so much more traffic than the highways.
We saw shout that when we were younger. Remember that? You're allowed to shout that anymore.
I wouldn't say
what
so.
What does that even mean?
What's that mean? Oh, say, like... Oh!
The penny dropped.
Ick. Yeah. Major ick. No, I don't think you can say that
anymore. You're not allowed to say that now anymore,
I
no?
I wouldn't.
Okay,
no.
I better tell my son.
I haven't driven in a really long time, but like, I don't think I ever used my horn ever.
Did you not? That's I think sometimes said. it is cathartic
canceled.
When someone is doing something warranted, you know, to beep the horn. But
you're only supposed to use like the legitimate use is to warn someone.
Sometimes what you do notice is the light. Say you're one car back and the car in front of you, the lights go green.
Yeah, and they're on their phone.
Yeah, you look ahead and you can see that they're doing something in the car. Yeah. And sometimes there, I won't lean. You just give a little.
No, it's a tap.
A bip. And, like you, and they notice.
Yeah, I mean, don't lean on it for like 30 seconds. It's
and you give them the finger as well.
No, obviously. I used to probably in my former life, but I have mellowed definitely as I've gotten older on the road.
I did
used to live at the junction of Patrick Street and Dean Street, and every rush hour it was constant horns going. And it wasn't just a little bip to move people along, it was just.
Yeah.
It's constant just this anger. Hum.
Yeah.
You just get used to it.
Like, yeah.
Who's
yeah.
your sinner of the week then?
Simon Harris.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let's just go
for
all in here.
For beeping at learner drivers.
Yeah.
I bet he does.
He had to delete an Instagram post this week. I don't know if you saw this happen. So he had shared, he kind of jumped on a meme that was happening. He said, everyone was trying this out, so we gave it a go. So it was a post from his team, I presume, where they took pictures of Simon Harris at various recent events and they put them through OpenAI's new image generation engine and turned them into something that looked a bit like it came out of Studio Ghibli, the animation studio that made Ponyo and My Neighbor Totoro and stuff like that.
This is a weird trend. Yeah. Because the reason it's a trend is because Studio Ghibli have been giving out about AI.
Yeah.
And I think most people have lost that. They just think it's kind of cute.
And it is cute. And that's also like a really nice way to sanitize the image of your company while it's getting into trouble for various things that it's been doing. And then people did very strange things. Like the White House made a post with an image that was of a woman weeping while being arrested. And that was based on a real image. Yeah. So people made very strange images out of this. Now, Simon Harris didn't make anything really weird like those images.
But what
he did do was one of the images was of him at the opening of the cadet school out in the Curra. He was making a speech in front of a podium that had the motto of the school, which is On Road to Rome, which is the road, this road before me. But because these AI generation engines aren't particularly good at text rendering. Now, this engine is actually quite good at it, but wouldn't be as good at Irish language text rendering.
Yeah.
So it misinterpreted those words. And his version said on Bod, Sir Rowan. And Bod, if you know your Irish really well, means
Is the
penis.
Thing I suggested you keep for your missus.
What?
Yeah.
So he put out an image of himself.
And it was put out before anyone noticed.
I think it was up for a long time before someone noticed. I think it was some of the Irish language speakers in Sinn Féin called it out. Not a great time to be Simon Harris.
Oh,
but
dear.
I don't like that he shared that image to begin with under the premise of everyone was trying this out, so we'll give it a go.
Yeah.
It's like a little thoughtful consideration for the creative industry, which is currently at loggerheads with what's going on in AI. We've got Irish authors' works turning up in Meta's training, what's alleged to be Meta's training data. And then this like animation stuff where a lot of people have pointed out that Studio Ghibli specifically specialises in hand-drawn animation. Yeah. And
I know.
One of the founders is like, quoted as being kind of anti-AI technology, and it's just a little bit outside of, you know, the real cultural conversation that's happening here and a bit mindless.
Gavin, the aforementioned Gavin is after texting me. That is not true. I'm being defamed on air. It is not defamation. He beeped at a red light on the Stillorgan dual carriageway. Fact, Gavin. Fact. 087-1400-106. Listen, the Make-A-Wish donation portal again, makeawish.ie/donate. And Sarah Madden, our reporter, is out with bucket collectors in Maynooth in County Kildare. Sarah, how's it going there?
Thanks, Kieran. Yes, I've been here at Manor Mill Shopping Centre today with the incredible Make-A-Wish Ireland bucket collectors as they've been taking donations from what I have to say is the very generous public here in Maynooth. Louise is one of the collectors. Louise, you're dressed for the occasion today. Tell us about what you're donning.
I am, Sarah. Yeah, I am donning a star necklace. Actually, I can't remember how many stars are on it, but just stars mean so much to Make-A-Wish. And
you've star earrings on as well?
I have star earrings, so I'm sparkling today to catch the attention of all our donors.
Well, you certainly look the part, Louise. Now, I was here earlier on and you were just kicking off your donations. Are the buckets any heavier this evening?
They most definitely are, and full of notes too, Sarah, which is always good. We can shake them, but we're still here and we'll be here till about 6 o'clock today in Maynooth.
Fantastic. And have you had any nice interactions today? I've seen you chatting with lots of the people passing by.
Yeah, we have. One thing that springs to mind, Sarah, was a man that walked by and came over to us. He had an arm full of groceries, came over to us to say that we caught his eye because his brother back in the 90s had a wish by Make-A-Wish, which is so lovely to hear that those memories are still out there and impacting our family still.
Absolutely. Well, good luck with the rest of your collecting, Louise. As you say, you'll be here until about 6 o'clock, as will all the other bucket collectors at more than 50 locations nationwide. Thanks, Kieran.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Thank you to everybody who's donated thus far. I said we try and hit 145. Let's keep it going. I'm not sure where we are. Make-A-Wish are going to update us in a few minutes' time. Let's try and break that €145,000 barrier. So makeawish.ie/donate. And Niamh and Elaine are going to stay with me. We'll be back in a moment. Now, we were on €143,000, or Make-A-Wish were, with all of the donations today. We wanted to get to 145 by the end of the show. What are we on? €183,000.
€183,000.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
You guys are absolutely so good. Smashing
yeah, I suspect that's a big donation came in from someone. I don't know who, but like that is a lot of money all of a sudden. Now, I should say this. I mean, I'm kind of bigging up the end of the show because we wanted to hit that target of 145 and we've blown right through it, but people can keep donating. So that portal stays open. So makeawish.ie/donate, and maybe you could share it with people over the weekend if you're talking to them, or if people mentioned some of the coverage and they didn't manage to donate, you can remind them, listen, it's still open. makeawish.ie/donate. But thank you to everybody who has donated. That is a huge amount of money and far surpasses. I think the original target was 120 for the end of the show. So we're on 183. So that is absolutely brilliant. Niamh O'Reilly and Elaine Burke are both still with me. Your 8-year-old calls you what, Niamh? I like this.
So very recently he started calling me bruh and broski and saying everything is so Sigma. And he's like, hey, bruh, that's so Sigma. And I'm like, what are you saying? I have no idea. And I've never felt older, less relevant, more out of touch in my whole
Any
life.
Any feedback from the school on this? So our school actually banned. We got a thing from the school.
Saying really?
They, have to, they were just it's answering questions in class by saying, that's Sigma, bruh, yeah. You know, to teachers. And they were like, they're not allowed to say anymore.
Well, they were behaving like children. Oh my God, what a shock.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, you can't ban it. It's like keeping the tide out, you know, because it's just...
But also, it will die on its own, like all these kind of language lingo trends. Trend.
But like, the things are coming out
with... Fast forward to 20 years and Sigma. Hey, Elaine said this Sigma. Would die.
But some of them do stick around. Like, cool was invented by teenagers, wasn't it? And then that's just
but I don't think cool is cool anymore for kids. Do
I say stuff is cool all the time.
Yeah, but you're not cool,
you
know? I mean, my 8-year-old wouldn't think if you said it wasn't cool. Like, he wouldn't be saying cool. He'd be saying it's Sigma.
But maybe if I just stay saying cool, it'll become ironically cool.
It's like me saying bruh and broski and Sigma. It is not cool. It's like totally cringe. You know, they don't want me saying it. So like...
This is how you stop them, by the way.
Keep saying it.
You start using it.
Oh, I have. I've used it loads. I was like, what a bro. And I'm like, cringing a little bit inside because it's just so...
Have you got any skibbities?
Got skibbity. I don't know what that means.
From Skibbity Toilet.
It's a Turkish lad dancing, isn't it?
It's a video content creator on YouTube. Yeah,
there you go.
Toilet.
But I don't think my 8-year old knows what it means. And worse is like my 5-year old is starting to copy him. I'm like, at 5, you don't need to call me bra. Please call me mommy.
Hey, wait till they start calling you. Wait till they start calling you Niamh.
You'll be like, hey, what up, Niamh?
Yeah,
like,
but they start asking you Niamh.
That's it. I'm done for.
You find out your teacher's first name. Power that
is. John Dave or whatever.
There's a weird moment, isn't there? Those kind of maybe 15 years after you finish school and you're not sure when you bump into your teachers what to call them. Yeah, eventually you get comfortable with it. But
I don't know if I ever would.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I would just go with the miss or
just
the
mister. Just go with bra.
I'll just say what up, bra.
Listen, on that note, thank you. €183,000 has been raised thus far. makeawish.ie/donate. Keep them coming. Thank you, everybody. Off the Ball are up next. I'll be back on Monday.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.